This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast. Episode 129, time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We are here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach. Along with Amanda, she is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're so grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney or the website at rockonthemoney.com. That's right. Got a neat little feature there on the website, Amanda.
What kind of feature?
Well, it's just a Facebook Messenger pops up if you go to Rock on the Money now. So if you're on the website, you can chat directly back to our page. If I happen to be around, I might answer it. But they can leave a message, texting and stuff like
questions.
Yeah, send your questions in and pop your question in the Messenger and then we'll bring it into the show.
Yeah, if you're lucky, we'll bring it into the show.
If you're lucky. We have 6 questions here, Amanda.
All right, let's jump right in.
All right,
so number one, our AC is on its last leg. We don't have enough money to cover a new one. We have gotten a couple of quotes. I don't want to finance it, but what are some options you would do?
Well, if you don't have the money to cover a new one and you have no other options...
I mean, human beings survived thousands of years without air conditioning.
Okay. Hold on a second. You're down in Florida. What if this person's in Florida?
I bet they find a side gig for the next month real quick.
There you go.
Necessity.
That is true. And also, I mean, can you live with, we're pretty harsh here, but we are. You could go buy portable air conditioners.
Window air conditioning.
There are temporary ways to do it until you can raise the money.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, this is one of those things where it's not food or reasonable shelter. AC, while it feels like a need, is something I would put into a want category. There are other options for cooling that are can get you through until you can afford it.
You know, if we were in Europe, this question would never come in. You know why? They don't have AC.
They don't have AC. That's my point.
That's an American thing. Once again, that's an American and a Canadian thing.
Yeah. So many places in the Northeast don't have air conditioning. Where I grew up in Wisconsin, it's not standard. You know, the last house I had in Wisconsin didn't have central AC. And I did this exact same thing. I put a window unit in my bedroom, one in my son's bedroom, and you use fans. Guess what? Fans work.
Yeah. It doesn't lower temperature, but it does on your skin.
And it will help circulate the cool air from the window units. And, you know, you pull your blinds, keep it dark, you know, sunshine's not warming up your house. But there are ways that you can get by without an air conditioner until you can afford to replace it.
The situation where this would come up is if you're already in baby step 1 or 2. You did not get to your emergency fund because your emergency fund would have been enough to cover that new AC unit. So I'm going to assume that they are doing baby steps and they're in 1 or 2.
Right.
Is where they're at.
And this is really going to be your like come to Jesus moment to find out how serious you are about getting out of debt and staying out of debt. This is one of those challenges where it's going to be really easy for you to say, well, I have no choice but to finance it because I don't have the money. And that's simply not true. That's thinking for people who like to stay in debt.
And there are many people that skip baby step 3. Mm-hmm. They do not do the emergency fund because it's boring. They don't like their money's not making money. How many times have we had questions about what do I do emergency fund? It's not making any money.
Yeah. I want to put my emergency fund in the stock market.
Right. No. So, people skip that question and then this shows up and guess what happens? You're right back into baby step 2. And you're in this endless cycle and you're never going to get out. You have to have an emergency fund. Plain and simple.
This is your moment. This is a fork in the road for you. You're going to figure out how you're going to limp along without fixing your full house AC unit until you can afford it. And that might be making some comfort sacrifices and maybe picking up some side gigs.
Amanda, I just replaced a whole unit and I paid cash for it from my emergency fund. And it was expensive. It was, $12,000.
Yeah.
For the first time, because you don't replace them that often. It was just nice to know, right? You know, here it is.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's not super convenient. In the summertime in my house in Wisconsin, when I had just the unit in my room, that, guess what? That's where I sat and watched Netflix.
There you go.
Because it's cooler there. And you learn not to sit where it's hot in the house. And you figure out a way.
We're not being radical. I know a lot of friends who have done that, by the way.
Yeah. It's not normal. There's no AC in homes in Europe. There's none in the Northwest. There's none in a lot of places in the Midwest. You will survive, I promise.
Question number two. We're so harsh. How many people are still with the podcast with question number two?
Did everybody just shut us off? They're like, they're two. Unrealistic. They're not
right.
going to live without AC.
I'm telling you, I did. Question number two. My husband and I are looking to replace our vehicle in about 5 to 10 years. We have two boys, so we will be living the youth sports life. Any suggestions on mid-sized vehicles that we can start saving for? We are going to buy used, of course. Good wow. way of asking this question.
Wow, this is a really forward-looking planning here.
This is someone who must be listening to the podcast because they've made our answer very simple.
Well, so here's what's difficult about this. I don't know that we know what kind of cars are going to be available in a decade.
Oh, my God. You know how much? that too. Oh, that's great. 5 to 10 years. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. So I think you just have to go based off of the information you have now. And like, what's a reasonable amount of money to have in cash for a car?
By the way, have you looked at the prices of used cars lately?
You know what? I saw that there's a shortage and even dealerships are paying through the nose like $6,000 over.
It is insane trying to get a vehicle.
I would not
right
want
now.
To get a used car right now.
Yeah, I would avoid getting a vehicle if anyone can. Anyway, we have gone through the top 10 used vehicles that are 2 to 3 years old, which is what we recommend from Consumer Reports.
That list is going to be drastically different in a decade.
However, the Camry and some of these vehicles are always around. Like, I don't know what version of a Honda Accord will be here in 5 to 10 years. I still believe like a Honda Accord, a Camry will still exist in some form. It might
maybe.
Be an electric.
I mean, most of these manufacturers are making commitments to go completely electric. I think it'll be electric though.
I think there'll be an electric one.
Driving cars. Who knows?
Well, that's what everything's supposed to go to, that if you need a ride, you don't own a car. You just pull out your device, your Google Glass or whatever. You ask for a vehicle, it shows up, there's nobody in it, and you get in it.
Just put some money away that would be a reasonable amount of money to replace it with a used car.
Okay. So I'm putting you on the spot. What do you think that amount should be? For a family
like midsize and something that's only 2 to 3 years in 10 years, factoring in a potential cost of inflation, I would say $25,000.
I'm with you. That's what I was thinking. For a good, solid, used 2 to 3 year old car, $20,000 to $25,000 off the lot. Yeah. I'm with you. We'll go with that.
So, that's what I'll say. And then in 5 to 10 years, when you're at that point, pull out Consumer Reports. All right. Question three. Wife and I are in a bit of a pickle. Our car engine is gone. No oil change.
Oops.
And our emergency. Oh, yeah. Ugh. And our emergency fund is not going to cover the full job. Uh-oh, here's another emergency fund question. We aren't sure what options we should look at. We don't want to finance the repair nor finance a new car. Please help.
Didn't we just answer this question?
Yeah, I mean, it's slightly different, right?
It is a little bit different, yeah.
So one, this is one of those hard knocks lessons of, what do they say? ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
You have hounded us about maintenance on your house, your car, everything. Mm-hmm. And this is the result of that if you don't do it.
So instead of getting a $20 oil change, now you're looking at a real emergency of not having a vehicle.
Like a $5,000 engine or a used car.
Or a used car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're stuck. A couple of things here. Are there other, one, make sure you're getting multiple quotes on repairs. I suspect you brought the car to one place. You probably had to tow it or something. And that's where you're feeling stranded and stuck and getting a quote there for the repair. And they have you, you know, by the balls, right? Right.
Yeah. They're not giving you the rebuilt block engine that you can get from. There's a whole network that these repair shops can get into and get a block.
And you know what? You don't even have to necessarily take your car. What I've done before is get the itemized quote from them, and then you can call or stop in at other shops and just have them, you know, what I never show them the actual price that other people had. I give them the list and the part numbers that are associated with it and ask, well, if this is what I need, what would it cost for you to do it? Yeah. And again, don't show them the price because then they're just going to undercut it slightly and to give you a better deal. But you want a much better price. So get at least three quotes. And maybe, I mean, you might be surprised if the price gets cut in half. Maybe you don't have to finance the repair and you can get it fixed.
There you go.
Aside from that, there are getting a not so new car, some kind of junker for a couple $100s, just something to get you from point A to point B. There's surviving without a car, you know, ride a bicycle. It's getting to that time of year when the weather is nice. And even when it's raining, you can suck it up and ride your bicycle if you're within riding distance. My husband's been riding his bike back and forth to work lately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, so, I mean, you may have to get creative. And if all else fails, unlike air conditioning, I do understand that transportation can be an emergency if it's necessary to get you between your home and your place of employment to continue to make money.
There you go.
So I would exhaust all other options. But if you know, it comes down to it and you need, this is something that, you know, you have no option except to finance, then you may just have to go that route.
And I'm going to assume they were still building that emergency fund because once again, if they had a fully funded emergency fund, this would not happen.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is so two examples of an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure here.
This is what happens. This is called life, people like me and your refrigerator, your pool, your dog, my AC unit. This is life. It happens to everybody. The emergency fund will make or break your entire life. It really will. Because it's not the only thing that's going to happen to these people. Next will be a dishwasher, a roof. Yep. There's always going to be something.
You know what I realize is in the last 2 years that we've been in this house, I have replaced the microwave, the dishwasher, and now the refrigerator. And now, just by chance, by pure chance, I happen to pick out the same brand, and now they're all matching.
Boy, are you lucky.
I know. I saw it the other day. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have matching appliances now.
Right. Hey, let's take a break. If anybody is still with us after us telling you to suck it up. We have three more questions coming up. And we promise it will have nothing to do with your emergency fund. I promise.
Okay. I haven't looked ahead, so I don't know if he's lying to you.
You're listening to Rock of the Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to three qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money. Facebook.com/Rock on the Money. And we're going to be doing live streams where you can ask your questions live in the chat room. No, you can't call. I know trolls exist. We're not doing
that. Oh, you discontinued our phone number, huh?
Well, yeah, but I can reroute it back. So nobody was calling it, so I gave up on it.
Oh, well, that's better than calling and being mean to us.
Yeah. But if you think about it, people have Messenger. So I could take, because I know who it is because it's their account. But if I throw a phone number out there on the internet, you can get anything and they can be anonymous. But if someone wants to talk through Messenger, I can do that through my phone because I can see the name of the person. And if they do anything bad, I can report them to Facebook. So there's repercussions. I can play. I've done this game, Amanda, with the other stream I do. Question number four. This is my retirement fund with a balance of $312,000. However, I'm still in $30,000 of debt. Any suggestions?
Yes. Stop all contributions to your retirement and put 100% of your money towards your debt.
There you go. That's called baby step two. You're not supposed to be doing any contributions to your retirement.
Yeah. So I think the underlying question here that's not super obvious, but is alluded to, is I would not take any money out of retirement. I mean, it is where it is and leave it and let it continue to grow. But just chip away at that $30,000 separately and stop any additional contributions until you're out of debt.
So now let's go through it. We have baby step one is your initial $1,000 emergency fund. Baby step two is to pay off that $30,000 of debt. All debts except for your mortgage. Baby step three is make sure we have the emergency fund, fully funded emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. Not your salary, your expenses. And then you can start up that retirement fund again.
Yeah.
All right. Question number five. Tax question. Hubby and I went from making just over $100,000 to $200,000 this last year. Now we owe an additional $7,000 in taxes and can't use our rental as a write-off. Does this sound right to you? I put this in here because they mentioned the rental part.
Yes, it does sound right. So, okay. And these are just broad stroke numbers.
Right.
There are consequences once you reach certain thresholds. One, you probably need to look at whether or not you made contributions to your Roth IRA and whether you're eligible. You may have to withdraw those and pay taxes and penalties on ineligible contributions to your Roth IRA. And you may, in addition to the taxes that you already owe, the rentals. So this is interesting. At a certain income level, the ability to write off losses from rentals phases out. But my understanding is, and again, I'm not a tax expert. That's right. What I pay a really good tax expert to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But the way he's explained it to me is it would roll over until, and it would offset any gains you have in the future. So if your rental lost money this year, for example, mm-hmm. and that's the only way quote unquote, write it off mm-hmm. would be the losses. You don't just get to write off expenses, but you would write off any losses. Then next year, when your rental, let's say, is profitable, you could subtract this year's losses from that year's profit. So it would reduce the taxable amount of that profit in the future.
Oh, that's not so bad then.
So it's not like it's completely gone. But again, your particular circumstance may differ. So make sure you're speaking to your tax professional. Sounds like you have one that you're working with, but continue to work with them. But yes, it does unfortunately sound right.
This is another case of you're winning and it's the cost of winning.
I get it. It doesn't feel like winning when you get that bad news.
You know what's funny is when everybody that's at the lower income levels, they're always harping on the people that have money. Oh, yeah. They need to pay more. They don't realize that a lot of things and benefits that lower wage earners have don't exist higher up. And you actually are paying a lot more or you don't have the ability to write things off like you used to.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do Roth. You can't do this. And so all those benefits are not there because they're trying to keep equality in there somehow. That's why those are there. So,
yeah. So it does start to feel like you're getting hit left and right with things taken away. But also kudos to doubling your household income from 100,000 to 200,000. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Question number six. After you've maxed out your Roth IRA, what do people do with the remaining money they need to be saving for the 15% of their income? Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of different orders of investing out there. There's a general one that we kind of go with, and we can move this around a little bit, but here's a general order of investing that we like. Your company match or your 401k, if you have one at your work, your 401k, a Roth 401k, at least get the company match. That's free money.
And if your company doesn't offer a Roth 401k, or I should say after tax contributions to your 401k, then get the match, the traditional route, but don't lose the match.
Right. And the match is always traditional. You have to convert that to Roth if you want, but always. Yeah. Every
order investing. I just want to make it clear, and we talked about it in the last episode, that just because your company doesn't explicitly say they have a Roth 401k, again, Roth is just the name for how you're contributing. So right. 401k in general.
But every order investing that you find out there, that is always the first one. After match. That, the match, it's free money. You do not turn down free money. Next, then we go over to the Roth IRA and we max that out. That's on your own. And then we have to fund it. Then we have to put it in something.
If you're eligible.
Then.
Like our friends in question five may not be eligible.
No, they're winning. Winners don't get to do this. And then we go back to our employee 401k and we max that out. Mm-hmm. Then, so how much money is that right now? Let's say we're not too old yet. So 6,000 Roth IRA, right? 19,500 of the 401k. So now we're up to what? 25,500. If you have even more than that, now we're going over to max out our HSA.
If you're eligible.
If you're eligible again. But the HSA is very unique because it's like a 401k, a Roth 401k. It has a bunch of benefits of it that you can use it in the future.
Mm-hmm. But it's very limited.
It's very limited. And I'm seeing changes getting ready to happen on that again. And then you start investing in the stock market, which could be an ETF of index funds. Now
in a brokerage account.
Right. So now only then, like people still email me about cryptocurrency, all that. If you want to do that stuff, I do not. If you do, it happens after you do all this other stuff first. Then, if you want to go mess around with your Dogecoin and Bitcoin and...
Or investing in your friend's new restaurant venture.
There you go. Any of that
it's
stuff.
It's all in the same category. High right. risk.
Right.
You know.
Now,
shouldn't bet your future on it.
So here are the percentage I've heard. You do 80% of everything else, and then you put 20% in the higher risk stuff if you want to do that. If you ever make, most people never make it to that level.
Yeah.
But they skip all the first parts, Amanda, and they jump right to Dogecoin, Bitcoin. They're skipping all the basics because we're old fashioned and they know better than us. So please stick with the basics. You need your foundation of your house built first. Then you can do all that other stuff. So if you happen to have 26,000 already invested, then you can go do stocks, coins and houses and whatnot. Anything you want to add to that?
Nope. That sounds perfect.
That's just the basics of the order of investing, which once again, a lot of people don't want to do. And we only do that after we've done the fully funded emergency fund. We paid off all our debts except the mortgage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It works, by the way, people. Ask any millionaire how they did it.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.